That's ymc.slbradio.org. Let's welcome Olive Kramer, who joins us now. How's your summer been? What have you been up to?
Oh, it's been great. It's been really relaxing. I can't believe it's like almost over.
I know. When does school start?
19th for me. It's really soon.
That's 4 days away, yeah. Which is amazing. You're going into your junior year.
That's correct.
And you are passionate about writing, in particular about poetry. When did this start for you, do you think?
I've been thinking about this, and I feel like when I was younger, I wrote really bad rhyming poetry. And then when I was in middle school, I think it was the middle of the night, I wrote this free verse thing. And I think that's when that kind of started, that I really liked doing that.
So bad rhyming poetry, some people call that doggerall. You know, it's like, you know, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, so are you. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff. And then I was writing like kind of like Halloween-centered, like, themed poetry. And I was trying to think of something that rhymed with skeletons, but I couldn't think of anything, so I just was like, schmeleton. So
gelatin.
I know that gelatin works, too, except I don't think I, like, knew that word back then, so.
No, I'm thinking about it. Smeleton is kind of cool. Gelatin came to mind. Melatonin almost works.
Oh, that almost works, except I didn't have a very broad vocabulary when I was seven, so.
that would have been.
It would have worked.
Something, or then you look for another word for skeleton. I mean, the challenges of structured poetry can be a lot of fun. They can also be very limiting. So have you found that free verse has been liberating, would you say? Or?
Yes, because I always get these phrases in my head, and I'm like, okay, I can put all these random phrases down, and they don't have to rhyme, and that's fine.
And so it's the phrases, I wouldn't say that are the challenge necessarily, but they're what you polish and want to get right, and then their use is important too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've been like ruminating on something for several hours, and I'm like, wait, that sounds kind of pretty, so I'm gonna write it down, and then I add a couple other things that kind of make sense with that, and then it can either be really short, with a tiny little message, or like it can be pages and pages long.
Do you have limitations when you're doing free verse that either the form places on you or that you place on yourself?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like really blunt or anything. I don't want to use words like stuff, for example.
So you want to leave the reader or listener with some license to interpret what you've
something
written?
Something like that. And also I want to sound more, not like, I guess, informal. Not formal exactly, but more wistful. It's some kind of emotion.
That's a really good description. And it's hard to talk about art, which is what we're doing, at least in the trying to break down what it is, the way we're doing so. But I asked you that because as we were talking, you're conveying your style of collecting phrases and placing them and connecting them really struck me as something you must think about a lot about the creation of poetry, not just the words, but how it is that you're going to put them together, if that makes sense. It seems like that's a big area for you.
I have a little section in my notes app for random little ideas that make sense in the moment and then maybe don't anymore, or maybe they do. Just like something random that occurs to me and it sounds kind of interesting, so I'll write it in my notes app.
What a great idea. So as you go through every day, you can, if something strikes you, you can jot it down before you forget it.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is Olive Kramer. Olive's also a Youth Media Center member. She's here frequently. You might remember she was here on the air before with the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Youth Media Awards program. I'm glad you're here. What would you like to share first? You have two poems to share. I think we talked about one called Green.
That is the first one I'll be reading.
Okay, I'll let you, I'm going to disappear and let you take it away. If we need to know anything, feel free to tell us. Otherwise, the stage is yours.
Okay, I'll jump right into it then. Green. I saw another flash of green again. Another strand of maroon hair. Another pair of dirty pink Crocs. Another hand of chewed nails. Before, I would see yours and think nothing of them. They were just another one of those random quirky things about one of my friends that I wouldn't realize I loved so dearly until they were gone. I wouldn't be talking about that one time you shared your Cocoa Puffs with me, or your little plaid blanket, or your weighted stuffed dinosaur, or how you used to drink your Dr. Pepper flat. If you were still sitting across the table from me, if you still sang in that soft voice, if you were still disappearing to the bathroom during lunch. We wouldn't regret not saying anything before it was too late. I heard your favorite song again. It still made me cry. Did it used to make you cry? You used to tell me of the long sleepless nights, of the things you did that you regretted now. I would be telling you of the one regret I have, the one thing I regret not doing, not saying anything, because you were just another one of my quirky friends. But I can't tell you any of that now. I hope you're happy now, wherever you are. I hope you're not struggling anymore. I hope you have dogs and cats and goats and pigs. I hope you get to sing songs. I hope when you died, you knew we loved you this much. I saw another flash of green again.
Wow. Sometimes they say that in certain things, it all blends together, and then the culmination at the end can use all that came before it and have you think about it, be struck by it, reflect on it, and take you to another place. And that's exactly what you just read by Olive Kramer did the last three or four lines of it. It were incredible. You had to feel really, how did you feel when you completed that? It sounds to me like it may not was hard to write, but hard to get it as you wanted it to be.
Honestly, I think so the phrase that I got stuck in my head was I saw another flash of green again. And then the rest of it just kind of poured out. And I crammed a lot of ideas into that one. And then the phrase at the end, I repeated again because I just felt like we needed to bring back the idea of why I was saying all this stuff. So then you kind of be reminded about what was happening at the beginning, that you saw another flash of green again.
Yeah, and the imagery, the animals that you wished the poem's subject to have and to hear, the crying at a song. There's so much in there to visualize as you listen. Just a great work. Do you share your poems aloud much or with
not,
others?
Not usually. I think I write them a lot when I need to. and I don't often share them. I share them here sometimes when given the opportunity to, which is actually kind of often now that I think about that. But other than that, not so much.
Yeah, I'm glad you do on your own terms. Olive, I think, is mentioning our poetry cafe that we have here. We also have a weekly program called Soapbox where people can share poems as they choose to. But you're not somebody to get up and do slam poetry, it sounds like, at least not yet.
Not really. I think my songs are more of a different thing. I share those very often, kind of without more thought, because I think my songs are a little different. Those are kind of parts that I'm like, I don't really mind sharing. And poetry feels a little different. It's a little bit closer, and I'm a little bit more reluctant because it's not along with music. It's just words that are a little bit more, I guess, vulnerable.
Yeah, vulnerable. I was thinking intimate, but vulnerable is probably a better way to describe it. But people are going to meet your words in very different individual ways,
yeah.
I think, too. This is Olive Kramer. She is at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School, 16, about to go into the 11th grade. Have you thought about what you want to do after you graduate?
Yeah, I want to definitely go to college, most likely for psychology, because I would like to be a therapist. Which college, I don't know that yet, but I've got pretty much an idea of what I want to do.
That's great. And that's a field where connecting to people, which you do very well through your poetry and music, is so important. And it's good that you're thinking about that. Let's listen to your next poem that you brought to share. I believe it's called My Body is a Temple.
Yes.
And whenever you're ready, I'm going to disappear, and it's yours.
My body is a temple. My body is supposedly a temple, but if that is the case, why do I always give myself up so willingly? Even after someone mistreats me, I do it again and again and again. By now, I am ruined, vandalized to the extent where these stains of paint and vomit and sweat and blood and fingerprints are not coming off, no matter how hard I scrub. You won't be coming around anymore. Your traces will soon be covered by the stench of others, and how they, like you, will clutch onto the hems of my robe, tearing the worn linen, staining the weaving with their contaminated tears. How, just like you, will soak me up like a sponge, wanting to take more than the fingerprints they can give, than the odor they can leave. My body is supposedly a temple, and when I was built, I was tall and sparkling, I was golden and clean. After a few visits, I started to lose my allure. But that's not what everyone else thought. How do I tell them? I am ugly, worn, tired, thin. My once sparkling walls are dimmed and smudged. But I don't think I'll say anything. Maybe one of these days, someone will notice that my heart has been broken 10 too many times, that one fingerprint right there is that of a crooked, unforgivable trespasser. Yes, I will wait until they notice, and my body will be torn down.
Wow. That is Olive Kramer. Listening to that, one thing I get is I listen, I immediately want to listen again when I get to the end. If I were reading what you wrote, I would want to go back to the beginning and just read it and kind of soak it in. And I think the reason I'm saying it, that is you pack so much stuff. That's a compliment. Your writing is just filled with imagery. Is that, I mean, do you think about that when you write? Is there some intentionality behind what I'm observing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to kind of evoke pictures. Maybe, I don't know if it does this for everyone, but kind of fever dream-like images.
Yeah, every word matters. I can't think of, not that I'm judging it that way, but just every word, it makes you think. I'm sure you're going to continue writing. I hope you will. I hope you'll come here again to share more. Is there anybody you wanted to acknowledge or anything you wanted to add? We're just about to the end of our time together here.
Yeah, I would like to shout out both my parents, my dad for driving me here. My mom might be listening. She's doing work, I think, at a farmer's market. My little sisters, Marlo and Tulpin, they're annoying, but they're also really sweet. Yeah.
Well, great. Olive, thank you. I know there's a lot of places you can be on a Saturday. I appreciate your being here. Olive Kramer is who you heard. And you can also catch Olive at slbradio.org/catalog. If you search on Olive Kramer with a C, you'll find some of her poetry that she recorded at our Youth Media Center as part of the recorded poetry contest. Thanks, Olive.
Of course. Thank you for having me.